up there and you're, see, he has been just knocking our brains out, everybody's brains out. And we'll never again, we had that meeting 500 mayors down here, you know, and all. We tried to get across. I went up to Harrisburg one day. But this is, I think, the first time we got the darn thing. But we began to get across the field. They were playing politics for this darn thing. And we were doing a lot of
work. Well, the general just said in the cabin that the one place where we've got a real morale problem is in Lewisburg. And our no doubt this is partly as a result of Shaft's kneeling up there and creating expectations that are way beyond anybody.
That woman who like our worker, she was a real spook.
Well, of course, she's a professional.
Of course.
And
I saw her.
She had her pick up. All right, that's beautiful. You know what happened? First thing in the morning,
she looked worse than Westwood.
First thing in the morning, when Shaft arrived, this little gal from the louder voice came up to him and began to talk to him about how he should do this and that and the other thing. I thought she was his president. I didn't know she was UPI.
Probably was his president.
So, later on,
he'd like a Pepsi.
PR girl. He said, no, she's the UPI girl. Yellow Reef Hotel and dormitories and lodges, so there's, which is what the Red Cross, the government, we're leasing motels and hotels. The general and the rest of the cooperative get a minor home repair program of $3,000, which is a new interpretation of statute as something in lieu of the temporary mobile home.
Basically, the charge, the shackle, these people were making, to take out,
right?
Yeah, but
they were given plasterboard, they were given some lumber, they were given some other things, they could begin to repair some of these houses and put them in shape so they could live in them before winter. But that's all covered here, and I'm not going to go into detail, but the gentleman hasn't had a chance to look at it. But there's that reason. And the third reason is that this federal disaster czar up there needs to have authority going beyond what General Lincoln has to coordinate the temporary emergency and also the permanent planning and rehabilitation of the scenario. And Mr. President, if that doesn't get going very quick, they're going to be rehabilitating these houses in floodplain areas and other areas, and that's going to stymie redevelopment on a sound basis, and it's going to make redevelopment on the long range much more costly.
You'll be paying twice.
And the federal government should pay through the nose anyway. So those are three reasons why I think you did it. Now, getting the question of food. Two men come to my mind. One's in your own organization here, and that's Frank Carlucci. He comes from that area. The Pennsylvania political thicket is a tough one. The local governmental structure there is a tough one. There are 80-some-odd local governmental instrumentalities. John, some of the local people in that local meeting said, why can't we plan and redevelop it here on a real city basis instead of this fragmented, balkanized basis?
We've been reading your stuff.
And Carlucci, my point is that Carlucci knows all those things, because whatever is done in a permanent way from a planning and redevelopment standpoint must be initiated by the local people. And furthermore, this rehabilitation effort, so to be fully effective, has got to be one where there's local leadership and private leadership working with the local citizens to get it done, and not Uncle Sam stepping in to tell them how to do it. And that's why it's important to have a leader of this whole effort that's got a grasp of it. Now, the other man is Bill Scranton. I don't know. Bill and Mary Scranton would be great. Look, Bill and Mary Scranton are tear up to hearing it already. Mary knows the housing expert. I spent time with both of them. As a matter of fact, their first recommendation was this overall directive.
Bill has never undertaken anything. Well, this is going to do things temporarily, he said. This isn't been temporary, is it?
Well, he could get it off the ground and get it underway, and it would be underway within 2 or 3 hours.
The advantage that Carlucci is that Carlucci knows all the moves. In other words, he knows all the agencies, he knows who to take around the door. In fact, you might get a double play there. You really might get strength. To give us a long-range plan for the future of Wilkes-Barre, develop a citizens committee, and Carlucci to be the... It's very hard to take a new man, a Scranton, as much experience as he's got in government, you know, to get to find out who deals with
that's right.
He may not... Carlucci doesn't need to be told that he goes to you for this, he goes to Lincoln,
that's
this,
right.
He goes to Mallard for that, et cetera, et cetera.
That's right.
The reason, let me say that cases like we were having, you weren't at the Constable League Council yesterday, but as I was saying, I give all these nice economic figures, but it doesn't make a damn difference, but a difference in the election campaign, but the figures are what people think they want.
Exactly.
Right. People think prices are going up, or people think their real income hasn't gone up, or people think their car isn't too high. I didn't make any difference. If the figures are that, they'll say, it's not credible. Doesn't mean you don't have to change your views, but in this instance, we probably are doing it as well as it's ever been done. Lincoln office, we had not experienced. We had that damn thing down in Mississippi. We had that one in South Dakota. I signed disaster release. Find more of those, and I do private deals.
95,
and I have, we spent a lot of money. We do them well. The difficulty is that disaster like this, you can go back to the San Francisco earthquake, you can go to the horrible disaster in Peru, go to the disasters of floods that Japan has happened through the years. It's about 25 detectives after him, they'll say, no, look here.
That's right.
I don't know what he'd do it, but we'll see.
Well, I think what you said, Mr. President, I think on your earlier point, people I talked to, not the local officials, but individual citizens as we moved around, they do have the feeling that it's business as usual, and I think the emotional, what they think is happening, is it really is the key issue, but I think by the appointment of such a czar, by you personally, would mean so much to them. Many comments were, well, does the president really care about it? Yeah. Tim's on a good ring. I want to say this.
I know. We're,
I really have.
We'll make this happen.
Then released to stay with it. If it's going to be released, you release it over there. Well, it was released. But in any event, Mr. President, let me go to the heart of the matter. The heart of the matter is this. If George Romney had any effective participation in policy making and operation decisions with respect to his area of activity, I would have been called, I would have been asked what the situation was before they made a decision to have the president issue a statement directing me to go up there. That didn't happen. And I'm not dealing with subordinates in OMB, I'm not dealing with subordinates in the White House staff. There's a network here that I have to deal with, and I've had it clear up to here, and I have no effective voice in the policy areas or the operational areas relating to my own department. Now, let me go back a little bit. I've mentioned Helms. This all originates with some guy up in up there who reports in here, and then I get confronted with the director.
Long run.
long as that pattern continues, that the reason revenue sharing will set back a solution is that it's going to give the central cities a little money for a little while, a little bit, but it won't require them to face the problem, do something about it, or the suburb. It simply postpones action. In the economic area, with the economy under some degree of control now, and with recognition of the need for fiscal management and monetary management, but without, as I see it, a real prospect of dealing with this excess, this abuse of private power. And the reason I say that is that it's, Schultz is opposed to it. Schultz and I have battled this ever since I've been down here. Schultz says that it's just fiscal and budgetary. Now they have to be a part of it. They have to be a part of it. But as I see the union swinging to your support and what you can do, and as I see a lack of understanding of these things, I just question, even though you may want to deal with some of these things, that unless there's public understanding, unless there's public support, you can't do it. And I recognize that. And I'm not critical when I say these things to you or anyone else, but I just know that you can't do more than there's public support in the politics of the city. And I know you've done what you could. I have no question about that. And you've shown great leadership here. But my concern is that time's running out on some of these things. And time's running out on me. Too, you see. Now, I've really reached the conclusion that I ought to resign. And I ought to get out. And I ought to do it now. And I'd like to exit with the least negative impact on the campaign and on the results of the campaign. And I have no plan to do anything other in a private capacity with the support of your re-election. I think I can be more effective, probably in a private capacity, supporting your re-election than if I was still a member of your team. That's right. In other words, I'm not one swinging to my comment to it, or actually outside and inside. I'm not one who is beholden to you. And I think it's important that you be re-elected.
That was Conway's point. He said that you could do a lot more outside than inside.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, so I think he did. And I think that I don't think anyone else is qualified to do what is possible to do than you.
What about your organization? Well, do you want to get going on that? What you were concerned about before.
Well, I thought this. I would explore that during this period. I wasn't saying anything about it other than direct attention. Now, let me say one other thing. I'd like to do this gracefully, and I have no plan to discuss team experience here. I try to be a loyal member of the team. I haven't spoken out on these things where I may have had differences of viewpoint, at least I'm not any man that's attracted to particular attention to it. In stepping out, I'd like to be certain that some of your stuff, let me refract that. Some of the fellows around here that think that if anyone does anything they don't agree with, they ought to immediately start out to cut them down with the press. Now, this happened to Berger. That's right. But, it's worked out well, to our great surprise, my great surprise, actually, in the sense that we got more discipline from, basically from the country than I expected. Yeah. That's the only way we got this thing down. But let me say this. It concerned me, because even when that was adopted, I think it was necessary action. I happen to think it was necessary because we didn't do the wage price thing earlier.
Yeah.
But in any event, we're not doing anything now to see what will happen. We'd have to have
better getting accustomed to control.
To try to
and the like that.
Right.
And we need to get at the strength of this competitive enterprise system or you're going to lose it, George.
We can make all the speeches we want, but with the Congress, we've got one hell of a time.
I don't disagree with that.
If people wonder why we had to turn around on that bill of transportation, hell, and have a damn thing to do with the Teamsters. I met with the legislative guys down there in the House. I said, now look, we've had that bill down there for 2 years. We had the railroad crisis. I said, we can't get it. We can't get it because we haven't got the votes. You've got to change the Congress. So anyway, that's it. But coming back to the other point, it seems to me that anything like this should be handled in a way that it does not appear, as it would appear, that it was a result of an abrupt decision. I don't think that's a good way to do it. If it's interpreted that way, I think that would be part of the administration. I don't think it would be particularly helpful to you either in those terms. As if I disagree with them on Wilkes-Barre because I went up there and I was mistreated and so forth and so on. I think on the other hand, let me put it this way. I think the way we discussed it before, you said, well, should we do it before the election, or after the election? Well, it depended on what you felt it's the right thing to do. I said, what would help you the most? And I said, you got to get the money. You know, this is a big deal. And, Congress had his problems. You'll have less because you're a more substantial man than he is in the business community. But I would think that it's very much in our mutual interest that we consider how this if you believe this is what you should do, how it should be done. My own view is that you should consider it in terms of if you were to move right now, you say, well, I'm for the weather and do something that's bad or so forth. I think it inevitably would be whatever would come in would be inevitably, well, we had to blow up about this because that's been fairly written about. That isn't going to be good. If on the other hand, we as a result of your going up there, we set up Harlan Jesus R, we can scramble, hope to do something. You can finish that off. And then if you feel that way, right after our convention, desire to be active in another way or something that sort of thing, it would give us the time to position it in a proper way. Because I want to be sure, we did our very best actually in Wally Hibbert's case not to make it too hard on it,
I know
that. And we're fighting the convention, that sort of thing. And in your case, it's even doubly important. It's important to us politically. Michigan is very important. I wouldn't want anything from a political standpoint. I wouldn't want to reflect on you and be very selfish about it because that would reflect on us. And it makes it appear that you were, mistreated and so forth and so on, that you were the people left. And they'll say, what the hell's the matter with these people? So that's the way I would say it. My own feeling is that I respect your wishes on it, but my own feeling is that we should consider it in terms of how we can handle it in a way that it's with mutual confidence.
Well, mutual confidence.
Listen, I think if you did it immediately, in whatever
said it wouldn't be looked at.
Let me ask this. What have I indicated as a result of this visit up there? I made these recommendations.
Yeah.
Because I understood from Ken Cole that there was a desire to have this covered following the meeting here anyway with the press.
Yeah.
And sure to indicate the reason why I recommend it and indicate that I'm going to undertake to help get out that sort of a direction for this program.
Right.
With John Ehrlichman and you in
right.
doing it, that you and I have had several discussions over the last 5 or 6 months as we have about my long-range future, and that I have decided that I can make a greater contribution long-range in a private capacity than in a public capacity, and in the mutually agreeable time here in the near future, I expect to step into a private capacity.
Well, and the difficulty with that tying it to this is to kill the others, kill the story. I mean, the only thing the public and the people in the press and you know these folks will be, well, what are wrong? Is not what we've done for Wilkes-Barre, which is very, very important.
Well, wait,
my own view is
that Wilkes-Barre would be a big story at Wilkes-Barre.
Yeah, well, it's not that national, too, the fact that we care about it. My own view is that much better if you were to handle this on this basis, and then within a reasonable time, we follow up on your recommendation. In other words, you made a recommendation, you follow up on it, we appoint Carlucci. I think he's the man, just from what I've heard. We appoint Carlucci on the basis of that recommendation. That having been accomplished, then you could indicate that we've had our discussions on. Does this mean that you're going to resign? time, but you could lay the foundation for what you're going to do later. So that it doesn't appear to be that which it isn't. I mean, you mentioned 6 months ago what you want to do. I think that would be perfectly proper. Perfectly right. And then not let it, don't kill this story with your
and then we would we'll work it out after the convention.
I think right after the convention. Once it would then be a good, positive story. Assistance with some of your people who want to help you in this kind of a project. Yeah. So be healthy for them.
Good.
Good. In other words, we know some mutual friends
there.
I know that we could particularly, you know, you take let's take the guy Roger Blau and others.
That's right.
Concern on labor.
That's right.
Rest. And I think we could say this is the kind of, in other words, you would be setting up what this fellow Gardner did, very irresponsible.
As a matter of fact, I would explore with Gardner whether his can be made into what it ought to be. I question whether it can.
He is.
I think it ought to be explored.
He's
narrow.